May 13th, 1981, the assassin Aliaka shoots several shots into the crowd, and one of these hit John Paul II, barely missing vital organs. He gets placed to the ambulance, and he rushes through the Roman traffic. He barely makes it to the hospital. Everything was arranged as if heaven knew that this was about to happen. He survives miraculously. Later on, someone presents to him the whole story of Fatima, and especially the vision of July 13th, where there's a persecution of the church, and the Holy Father suffers much and is shot and killed, and he identifies himself so much with the apparitions of Fatima that later on he goes to consecrate himself in the world to Our Lady and the Immaculate Heart in Fatima, Portugal. July 13th, 2024, arguably one of the most pro-life presidents that we have ever had, former President Trump. Several shots are fired into the crowd. One barely hits his ear. Something impossible. If you know anything about guns and shooting bullets, you don't just hit an ear. It is absolutely impossible what has happened on a July 13th, on one of the main feast days. The most major apparitions and visions that the children saw of all the different apparitions that they received when the Blessed Mother appeared to them, this one was the most important because it was the vision of hell. It was the vision of the future world, the future world war, the future persecution of the church and the persecution of the good, that the good would die with the bad, and all these things are presented to them so that they can do penance for the salvation of the world and consecrating the world to the Immaculate Heart. Is it any coincidence that on this day, former President Trump was shot, just like John Paul II was shot on a May 13th? No coincidence. My friends, let me put this to you for your consideration. It is no coincidence. One hand shot the bullet, another guided it. He is in Our Lady's hands, and his salvation, his being saved, is an absolute miracle. We need to entrust him to Our Lady's hands, that she takes him into her Immaculate Heart, and that she makes him become the president that heaven wants for our country, a country that has so much power to influence the world for evil or for good. That's the problem with the United States. We have so much power, and we need to entrust ourselves to the Lord, that we may be a city on a hill, a light for the nations. My friends, think about this. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.